We're back on Inside Black and Gold. Jeff Nowak, Steve Geller, one more segment in our top 30. We initially intended to keep this short. I don't think I am physically capable of keeping a podcast segment for 15 minutes. Every time I say, like, oh, 15 minutes, I can't do it.
You got some Southern in you, though. You just like to talk then.
Well, I think it's just like I always underestimate how long, like how much I have to say about everything. But all right, we're going to do the top five. We're going to do this a little different because I'm not going to, you know, keep you in suspense about number one. So we're going to start with number one and number two.
We know.
And then we're going to do the other three. So number one, Drew Brees. It's no question. It is that, right? We can talk about a lot of things. He's that guy. He got the poster up here. You know, that's he has more yardage than that. That was when he broke the record at 72,000. You know, you're talking about a guy with like 80,000 career passing yards, and won a Super Bowl, should have gotten to at least one more, probably should have gotten to two. You know, if health wasn't such a big factor in 2020, maybe you could say four, because the ones I look at are 2009. You know, at the 2016, they got to the NFC Championship. They were ahead of their own curve. They were not a Super Bowl team. They just made an incredible run. Like that one, I don't look at and say like, okay, that would they should have gotten there then. Like they made a run to the NFC Championship. It was great, but I look at, so 2009, obviously they made it. 2011 against that team that lost to the 49ers, I think was the best overall team they had any of these seasons. Then they had a rough patch. They came back 2018. They should have made it again. And then I honestly think they should have made it in 2020. I think that that team was good enough. And the health really fell off at the end. Like the wheels came off and they were unable to make it. So that's when you look at Drew Brees' career, really the only thing you can look at and say, man, this was disappointing, is that they never made it back to the Super Bowl. Everything else was what,
that what kills me, Jeff, is besides the look back and the, you know, going into the locker room and those eyes and you're like, man, you can just tell he's thinking it's over. But his last pass as a Saint is an interception. That hurts.
Yeah, Mark Ingram's last run was the...
I know. It's like, damn, I don't like those endings.
Yeah, and the frustrating thing, too, is like you, like now in hindsight, you could see like, well, he would have played more if his shoulder would have allowed him to.
Right.
But that's just not... It wasn't in the cards. And, you know, it's tough. That's why the Super Bowl, like... If you're gauging everything by Super Bowls, it's really tough to figure out how good a player was, because only one team wins a Super Bowl every year. Only two teams get to the Super Bowl every year. And you need luck on your side to get to the Super Bowl. I don't care how good you are. If you do not get the lucky bounces at the right time, you're not going to get there because the competition is that close. If Brett Favre doesn't throw the ball back across the field for just the dumbest possible reason and throw the ball right into their arms of Tracy Porter, they might lose that game, and he never gets to a Super Bowl, right? So, you know, like the refs making like all going temporarily insane in 2018, right? You know, like Pierre Thomas doesn't get hurt in that game against the 49ers. Maybe you learn how to guard Vernon Davis and it's a different game. In 2020, Michael Thomas's foot's falling off his body. Deontay Hardy, Taysom Hill get hurt. You know, he's trying to throw his way back with a shoulder that can barely go above his, you know, like it's just, you know, you need things to go your way and they didn't. But I can't, like people will say like, oh, well, he's overrated as a player. Like you're overrating him as a quarterback because you're too close to the project. And if he was really as elite as you say, he would have gotten back to the Super Bowl. And to that I say, go fuck yourself. Where is that for Aaron Rodgers? That is my real take. Because Aaron Rodgers is in the exact same situation, but no one ever questions that he's elite.
No, just being around and getting to see Drew Brees play, obviously a huge honor. I felt like, you know, a couple of the years when I was even doing the sideline stuff, it felt like every other week it was a new record in the NFL he was breaking or overtaking. Just a lot of great memories from Drew. And yeah, it's unfortunate. They could have, should have, would have won more titles with him, but it didn't happen that way. But at least he got the one.
Faux show. Okay,
that's the easiest number one ever.
Yeah, Right. That's why we're now going to go back to five. We're going to start filling it out this way. And so, like, we're talking about the Mount Rushmore. If we want to put a fifth head on there, we could. Otherwise, this is the last name that is not on that list. And to me, this is a tough one. And I kind of want to change it now, just because I feel like we should have at least one offensive lineman up there. But it's Jari Evans. And if he was a tackle, I probably would have put him up there. The value of a guard is tough, but like that's how good he was as a guard, that like that positional value, like we talk about, like how high could you ever value a punter, because the things they do are just not going to show up in the way that you want to value them. And it's the same thing is true of a center, of a guard, of an interior lineman, heck, of an interior defensive lineman. I don't think we had a single interior defensive lineman on this list, which is probably unfair. I mean, there are interior linemen on this list, they're just outside the top 30, but Jari Evans is, you know, easily could be in the top four. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, in my opinion.
I was going to say future Hall of Famer for sure. I got him there too.
And so for on this list, he's five. Again, you could make the argument that he should be number four or three. I wouldn't put him at two because I feel pretty strongly about number two. But you're talking about, let's see. Yeah, he was with the Saints for 9 years, 2006 to 2015. He's now an assistant coach. He was four-time All-Pro, 2009 to 2012. He obviously won the Super Bowl. He was four-time first-team All-Pro, which is remarkable in its own right. 2009 to 2012. He was a second-team All-Pro in 2013. He was a six-time Pro Bowler. He was on the NFL 2010s All-Decade Team. He's a two-time winner of the Madden Most Valuable Protectors Award, which I didn't even know was a thing. He's obviously in the Saints Hall of Fame. Another small school guy. He went to Bloomsburg College.
Yes.
So,
old Bloomsburg. You know,
another great success story. He was a fourth round pick in 2006. You know, he was, like we talked about that 2017 draft and some of the guys that you forget about. He was he's probably the forgotten guy in that 2006 draft that included one other player on this list that's above him. But yeah.
No, part of that, you mentioned the 2006 draft. That was part of the building blocks to that Super Bowl team, obviously. Jari, though, Steady Eddie, you talk about someone that, you know, you could always rely on that O-line. And I'd have to double check, but I think health-wise was pretty consistent as well.
Yeah, yeah, pretty consistent is an understatement. He played in 16 games, so from 2006 to 2012, he played in every game. He did not miss a game. In 2013, he missed two games. Then in 2014, he played in all 16 again, 2015. So he dealt with some injuries later in his career. He only played 11 games in 2015, 2016. He also, like, when you consider a guy's career going, spanning that period of time, right? Like, his final year was with the Packers, which is honestly just disappointing. Like, you kind of wish he could have just, you know, retired. Yeah, right. You know, obviously, he did retire as a member of the Saints. But it would have been nice if he didn't even have to do that, if he just was like, yeah, this is it. This is the end for me. But he was that good. And so I have him at number five. And the only reason I have him lower is because these next three guys are just, you know, they're more modern era guys in the top and two and three. But number four, I have Marcus Colston. The Quiet Storm. And I had a hard time ranking him versus Alvin Kamara, who's number three. And I'm just going to tell you ahead of time. And the only reason I did was similar to Mark Ingram and Deuce McAllister. When you're talking about these two guys, the touchdowns are what really stand out. And with Alvin, he's got that touchdown record with room to spare. And he's only going to build on that, assuming the contract gets worked out. I don't know. It's tough. I would kind of have them tied at three. Like, I think they're both as impactful. The biggest difference is Marcus has that Super Bowl, and he was impactful in that Super Bowl. And Alvin obviously didn't get the chance in 2018. But again, I'm not holding that against those 2018 guys, because I still think in my heart of hearts that they win that Super Bowl if that pass interference gets called. So, like, in the grand scheme, I'm kind of weighing them equally. When I'm weighing Marcus Colston versus Mike Thomas, that was really my question. If I'm talking about a wide receiver, who am I putting higher, Mike Thomas or Marcus Colston? And the reason you put Marcus Colston higher is the same reason that Jari Evans, we were just kind of marveling at the career he had. And it's because his career spanned 2006 to 2015. right? Like he was healthy. He was around. You know, 2008 was his lowest reception total. It was 47. Actually, I'm sorry. 2015 was his lowest reception total. It was 45 in his age 32 season.
Right at the end, yeah.
You know, he had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 1,000-yard seasons. He had two more seasons at 943 and 902 yards. He had 2 double-digit touchdown seasons. He had other seasons with 8 touchdowns, 9 touchdowns, 7 touchdowns, 8 touchdowns, then 5, 5, 5, 4. He was just consistent. Career 711 catches, 9,759 yards, 72 career touchdowns. The most egregious thing for Marcus Colston. So he was second in the rookie of the year voting in 2006. Never made a Pro Bowl. Never made an All-Pro team. How does that happen? How?
That's another one. You know, when people say, oh, the Pro Bowl is a joke, I can point to Colston not ever being named to one as a valid point to that.
How do you have a year with 98 catches, 1,202 yards, and 11 touchdowns and not get to the Pro Bowl? And, like, this was not, like 2007 was not the peak passing yardage time in the NFL. So, like, that's crazy to me. That's crazy to me. And maybe that's why I don't have him higher than Kamara, but that's arbitrary to some extent. Now, when you're looking at Kamara, I would say that he's playing at a more high volatility position. The way he's able to do it is different from everybody else. He's never rushed for 1,000 yards in his career, but his low watermark is 694 rushing yards. That happened last season in that egregiously bad Saints offense. He only had 180 carries. That's the second lowest total in his, or third lowest total in his career. He had 120 as a rookie, 171 in 2019 when he missed several games. His best season was 2020, right? 932 yards rushing, 16 rushing touchdowns, 83 catches, 756 yards, another 5 touchdowns. Now, if I'm ranking, again, if I'm ranking Kamara higher, it's because he did it so much faster, yeah. Right? Like the volume with which he was able to put those numbers together. Like he had 21 touchdowns in the 2020 season. That's nuts. That's a crazy, crazy number. In the 2019 season, he had only 6. But in the 2018 season, he had 18. In the 2017 season, he had 13. So, yeah, I mean, I would say Alvin's had some bad luck. If it wasn't for the offense kind of falling off a cliff with Sean Payton and Drew Brees leaving, his stats would be otherworldly. And he's kind of, I think he still has a chance for one more elite statistical season, and we'll see how that goes this year. But I don't have any question about him there.
No, and I know he's got a bunch of records as well. Obviously, he's got all the records. tied for the most touchdowns in one game in the NFL with 6, and that was, man, one of the most fun games ever to watch there on Christmas.
Yeah, and he's Kamara-geddon, and he's tied with with two people you'd never heard about, like guys from like the 20s. Which, exactly. I don't even think that's technically a record that you have to even gauge. Like the NFL didn't exist yet as a subject. It's like, you know, two leagues that are, anyway. Like he's done things as a player that are just different from everybody else. And so that's why I have him there.
Yeah. It was my second year getting to do sideline, and they had one of those scrimmages going on at Tulane, and just randomly out of the blue, Alvin just walks up to me, daps me up. He goes, "Man, they got you out here tonight." And I was like, "Alvin Kamara just talked to me out of the blue."
That's nice.
Unfortunately, you know, he had some legal issues. Hopefully this team can get something, though, worked out with him, because I think heading into this year, we know how important Alvin is for this offense, especially now in this Clint Kubiak system. We can just imagine what he's able to do with a talent like that.
No question. No question. All right. Now we're officially to number 2, but it is the final on the list that we haven't talked about yet. And it's not exactly a surprise. Anyone who's been following the list should be able to guess who it is.
We need to bring him in to congratulate him.
I was tempted to just do one and two because it was almost as obvious as Drew Brees at number one. But right. That's going to be number one. I'm sorry, number two behind Drew Brees, Cam Jordan. You know, Cam is a guy who has never blown anyone away statistically, but he's just been so consistent. And that's why I think it would be easy for people who kind of just look at it now being like, man, he really struggled in 2023. He only had two sacks. He dealt with injuries. He still played in all 17 games. It was the first time in his career he played in all 17 games because every other year in his career, he played in 16. Even in the years where they played 17 games, he didn't miss a single game from 2011 through 2020. And then in 2021, and he missed a game with COVID. In 2022, Ooh. He missed a game with an eye injury. So in his career, he has missed one game due to an injury. Like, he could have played in 2020. Like, he would have played in 2020 if
exactly
there was any way for him to play. The NFL was just like, no. You,
and then I'm sure the next year with the eye issue, it's like he could have fought to play, but it was like, well, the record's ruined already.
He said that if he still had the Ironman record, yeah. he would not have allowed them to sit him down.
No way, right.
He would have played. But with that record not on the table, it wasn't worth it because he shouldn't have played through it. Like, and that's the thing. Like, if you think that from the 2011 to 2020, in week 16, the game against the Jets that he missed. If you think that he was never hurt, you're crazy. He played through stuff all the time, but he's willing to do it and he's able to do it. And that's what makes him remarkable. He's been consistent. Now, his rookie season, he appeared in 16 games, but he only had one sack, only 31 tackles. From that point on, you're talking 8 sacks, 12 and a half sacks, 7 and a half sacks, 10 sacks, 7 and a half sacks, 13 sacks, 12 sacks, 15 and a half sacks. That is a career high in what, year 8? Then 7 and a half sacks, 12 and a half sacks, 8 and a half sacks. In this last year, he had 2. In his career, 682 tackles, 117 and a half sacks, 15 forced fumbles, 11 fumble recoveries, 225 QB hits, 153 tackles for loss. I think I need to double. So he has the sack record, like, officially or unofficially. Like, I think, I don't know if he has like there's some weird discrepancies with the sack totals
with Ricky Jackson, right?
Jackson. And so, like, I think he's still just shy of the
unofficial total.
Yeah, the unofficial total. Because I don't know if maybe they didn't keep sacks as a stat for a period of time. I can't. Yeah. That's what it is. So the Saints, the NFL didn't officially start recording sacks as a stat until 1982. Ricky Jackson's career started in 1981, and he had unofficially 8 sacks. So Cam Jordan has 117.5. Ricky Jackson unofficially has 123. So in the NFL record books, in the Saints record books, Cam Jordan is the Saints franchise leader in sacks at, I want to say, 115 and a half. Yes, 115 and a half. He would need 6 more sacks to unofficially pass Ricky Jackson.
Yeah.
So call it what you want. Cam Jordan's a Hall of Famer. Cam Jordan is the most consistent defensive lineman in Saints history, in my opinion.
One of the greatest draft picks in the history of the franchise, obviously.
One of the greatest draft picks in the history of the franchise. One of the greatest ambassadors of the franchise.
Amen.
In team history. He's a part of New Orleans, right? In a way that is very difficult to become. Drew Brees, I'd say the same thing. It's not a title I would give to everybody, but it is for him. And so no question, in my opinion, especially if we're talking about the top 50 of the modern era if we're talking about the modern era, no question, he is number two. If we're talking about all time, I still think he's on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's a lot closer.
Yeah. Cam, like you mentioned, just because of what he was able to accomplish, the longevity which he's played with, the person he is in the locker room, the person he is with the media. This guy, you know, if you're not seeing Cam at a voluntary workout, something's wrong, because he is always there. No matter what, if there's something Saints and football going on, Cam Jordan's around. You wish you could just clone him and have your entire team made up of guys with that kind of mentality and talent.
No question. But that's it. We made it. Again, the final top five from 5-1, Jari Evans, Marcus Colston, Alvin Kamara, Cam Jordan, Drew Brees, and we've gone through the top 30 Saints of the modern era.
We need those little poppers to shoot off.
That wasn't it. That was a bad sound effect. Yeah, I need some of those emojis.
All right.
But that's it. Thanks everyone who got to the end. If you liked this, if you enjoyed it, hey, if you hated it, hit the subscribe button anyway. I don't care. I'll take hate listens just as much as I'll take like listens. Is that a thing? I guess if you're just a listener, then you're a like listener. But yeah. This will be posting while I am on vacation, hopefully not getting hurricaned out in Texas. Like, that's my luck. Is I decide, hey, we're going to go over to the beach. We're going to Corpus Christi. And when you know it, there's a hurricane. What is it named? Chris or Dave? It's a stupid name. It's not even a good name.
No, like a hurricane. Beryl or something.
So I guess it would be Beryl. I think we should be able to get in and out before Beryl becomes a problem. But either way, freaking Beryl.
I'm hoping you get some quality relaxing time and not having to turn on or walk around everywhere and everyone's just talking to you about, oh, it's a shame this hurricane and blah, blah, blah. It's like, I left New Orleans. I don't want to hear about this crap.
And if we're lucky, we'll just get a nice breeze. Drew, I'm not golfing. Get it? Breeze. But all right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Hope you enjoyed this. Hope it wasn't annoying. if y'all have thoughts, if y'all have different lists, send them in. Hit me up. Send us a DM on Twitter at Saints_pod. You can send it to me directly at Jeff_Nowak or Steve at Steve Geller WWE. I'd love to have kind of a reaction episode where people kind of send in their ideas of what they think we got wrong, who they would put on this list, who they would take off, that sort of thing. So again, let us know, even in the comments, if you want to drop a comment in with your top 30 or even top 5 or top 10 or whatever. I'd love to see it. But that's it. That's the end. Who dat? Go Saints. Easy, y'all. Peace.
Stay cool.